So once again, y'all, here we are. It's another Friday night. It's the Urban Influencer Podcast. James Lewis and Buddy McLean. What's happening, man?
Nothing much, bro.
Happy to be a part of this. Thanks to the Urban Influencer and Radio Experts. I truly appreciate it.
So I see that Minneapolis, man, that is such a musical city and also ground zero for a lot of things going on in the world right now with the Black Lives Matter movement, mm-hmm. and all those things. So how is all that coming to affect you and your music?
Well, Minneapolis is musically, the entire town is musically inclined, thanks to the likes of Prince, Nickelodeon, and Sounds of Blackness. Also, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, The Time, quite a few other groups, some of the greats.
Andre Simone.
quite a few of the greats, you know. And it's quite a few of the names that have made the mark in history here. And it's just wonderful to be a part of that and for people to see me in a similar light as far as hip-hop in the Twin Cities. And to answer your question in regards to the latest events that have taken place in the last 5 to 6 months here in the Twin Cities, how it has affected my music. It really hasn't affected my music in any way whatsoever. I'm definitely in agreement with peaceful protesting and the way that Black Lives Matter, that they're going about things here in the Twin Cities in a peaceful manner. And justice for George Floyd, as well as many others that have lost their lives to police brutality. Unnecessary police brutality. So my music is, I pretty much stand where I've always stood with my music, in a strong place. And I'm just thankful for my surroundings and the people that are there with me to help me, stay grounded with the music.
Okay. Well, I haven't been out. I think I told Stokely this too. I haven't been out that way. I think there was a young lady that went to college here.
Okay.
And she's from there. And I went out to visit her. And that was...
Okay.
Wow, I think that was the 80s.
Also, it's definitely been a while since you've been here.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Make a mention of Stokely. I know Stokely well. I worked on a project with them some years ago when they were with Elektra. I actually did I'm on the Greatest Hits album with those guys. It's a song called What You Bring to the Party. It's featuring Lil Buddy. So I was before they called me Lil Buddy McLean. So I've dropped the little and I'm just Buddy McLean now.
Okay.
I'm on some projects with those guys, yeah.
Okay. So I mean, and I like hearing things like that because it shows that the fellow musicians in the area are working together. And I know, I think I was on a conference call the other day, mm-hmm. And there's a couple other, Minneapolis also is known for some underground hip hop, and they got a couple of rap labels that are there. I know one of the cats I do like. When he comes out, Brother Ali.
Yes.
Y'all are known for hip hop, soul,
yes,
everything. So you got a new single out now. Tell people mm-hmm. what that song is and what's the concept behind it.
Well, the name of the new single that is out right now is called "Worth the Body," and the concept behind the record is about women in general, beautiful women of every cultural background that's able to work their minds, body, and their soul, and also to be able to, for those women to be able to stand in a work environment as CEOs, as police officers, as lawyers, as judges, as doctors, and those that are on the front line as well, and also on a number of other positions. So that song, that was the concept behind the record, to work the body. So, and also to get up and dance and to have fun. So just the full concept behind the record is just for people to have fun and women to enjoy themselves and get back to enjoying themselves. So, and I wanted to make the record sexy. I don't want it to make it vibrant. And just wanted people to be able to get up and get off to it. So, and also for young people, all the youngest to get off to it as well.
Okay, I can agree with that, especially since we got Kamala Harris going for vice president right now, and they just announced a woman's going to be a president of a bank, which is I think is a first in for America anyway.
Absolutely.
Women have been leading the way, so you know, kudos for you for that, man.
Well, I appreciate it. So, you know, and it's also for people to be able to get out of it whatever they can. Because, you know, people, when people hear songs, they take out of it. It's like reading the Bible. They take out of it what they want to take out of it. So, and it works the same way for music. You know, people may hear something different when they listen to it, you know. But for the most part, the message that I wanted to convey has definitely come across. And I'm thankful that the record is reaching number one, and it's definitely shown that. So I thank God for that.
I'm glad. I'm glad it is, man, and hopefully with hopefully it may cross over to the Urban Influencer Urban Chart.
You Absolutely.
Know, there's a couple cats on the panel that also do hip hop, and I think I've sent them some information on the hip hop side, some links to get at Nasty Ness about some
okay.
of their hip hop needs. So you know, we're just trying to all grow these different movements together to get them cracking, man. So what's next for the family, man? What else you got coming down the pike after this song has hit number one? So what's next?
So the next steps is, you know, again, to get the record to even a bigger platform and hitting commercial radio as well. I'm thankful for college radio for the Nasty Ness and also. Also from Marvin Mack for believing in the record in the first place to actually give me the opportunity to showcase my talent and for the world to be able to hear my talent. So on Work the Body, to answer your question, what's next is on the single, I have a gentleman on the single, his name is Z-Boy, who did a phenomenal job on the record with me. He's on my next single, which is called Put It On You. And it's just something that's hot for the streets, for the clubs. And that's the next single that we're looking to push alongside with Work the Body, with a video to Work the Body.
Okay.
So so the follow-up will be Put It On You. And it's an extreme hot record. And I'm actually excited about it because I always play music for the kids first and I always send the music out to all type of DJs that are good friends of mine all throughout the country to get a response from them before I put anything out. So when I get the thumbs up from each of them, that's when I release the music.
Okay, so you reach out to the tastemakers out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And I have teenagers myself, so, you know.
Yeah, I heard, man. You're a busy man. I'm going to leave it right there. You're a busy man. I got two, and that was enough for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I have nine, and I'm thankful for all nine of them. So,
all right.
Yeah, five sons and four daughters. So, yeah, I'm pretty busy, man. And so, yeah, they keep me grounded, and they also tell me the truth about the music. So they let me know if it's hot or if it's whack.
Yeah, kids will do that. They honest about it.
They definitely honest about it, so I'm not going to appreciate that more than anything. So, so again, that's the next step for me is a video for Work the Body and also going to commercial radio and taking it to the next level. And also the follow-up, my new single, Put It On You, that's featuring Z-Boy as well.
All right. So it looks, it sounds like you got the plan, man, because a lot of times the cats don't have the plan. You got a plan, and you're executing it, which is wonderful. So the other part of the plan is give people all your social information so they can follow you.
Okay. My IG is at BuddyMcClain29. My Twitter is at RealBuddyMcClain. My Facebook is at BuddyMcClain29. So you can check me out on each of those. I just look forward to it, man, and I appreciate it. I appreciate the love from you guys.
Well, you got it right back, man. Anybody can have a TV show worth of kids. Got my support.
I appreciate it, man. So, you know, and again, just I definitely appreciate that, brother. And thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I mean, you put in work. This is a hardworking man, y'all. So y'all got to get out and support that.
Absolutely. So I'm definitely putting in the hours, and definitely dedication, determination, and discipline is the way that I apply it all.
And I always appreciate cats to do the ground transportation.
Yeah, definitely do that too. Yeah. I do medical transportation also. I help in the medical field as well, so I'm on the front lines as well.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you, man, for everything that you do. We're here for you. And definitely keep in contact and let us know what's going on. And like I said, I'm going to be talking to some of the other reporters and some of the other cats here in New England about seeing what we can do to help you out. And, you know, when this stuff ends, hopefully you'll be able to get on the road and visit some markets.
Absolutely. Now, that's what I'm definitely looking forward to. Once some of this COVID covers the past, and once we have a vaccine, and we can really help the people that's out there, help ourselves, then I look forward to being on the road and making things happen.
All right. Sounds good, man. I miss cats being on the road with this pandemic. It's rough.
It is. It is rough. But we, you know, God have us. So, and God is all giving us, God is definitely giving us wisdom, and we have to be able to use it. So we have to use our heads. So we have to keep ourselves safe.
No doubt about it. Got to use that common sense that he gave you.
Definitely.
All right. We'll definitely keep in contact, man. We'll look you up on your social media to follow you. And once again, y'all, Buddy McClain right here on the Urban
Thank you.
Podcast Show.
Z-Boy and Buddy McClain.
Girl, work it for me, please.
Girl, twerk your body, be proud of your body, turning up in the perfect world. Yeah, she in the gym with a body, getting toned with a body, do a thing, she a bad girl. Yeah, not meaning bad, but meaning good. Getting much money in her own lane. CEO with a big office space. Hard work pays off, then it's fame. Picture frame, sustain. Success is a must when you win a game. Sexy, amazing, fly dang. Bad bitch learn from the street game. Ballin' out while we in the club. TLC playing, I don't wanna screw up. She got eyes on a G like me, cause I love a long time when
me
I do that nasty.
Me love you long time, and I know it ain't the wrong time.
Girl, work the body, that sexy body, that perfect body that God put together, girl. Level up when you do the Sierra dance. Having fun, just you and all of your girls. So fine, BD don't take time. On IG, lie while you sip wine. On Facebook, lie while your boy cries. From all of the guys that wanna try to know what it's like when you make love. It's like riding in a Lambo, cushed up. Fast with a slow house, what's up? better than a transfer on a bus. And if you can't bring her back, then that's no trust. She can't fall for the okie doke, no lust. She keep eyes on a G like me, cause I love a long time when
me
I do that nasty.
Long, me love you long time, yeah. And I know it ain't the wrong time.
Welcome to the Urban Influencer Podcast, James Lewis and my man, I Said.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. So let's continue where you were talking about how you got the name, I Said.
Okay, I came up with the name, I Said, But the name that you saw on the Facebook that said no, I was in another group.
Okay.
Someone out of that group gave me that name, per se. But when I was like, when I was on my own, I'm like, let me name myself.
Well, you know, I mean, like I was joking before we went live, you know, entertainment business, you know, you have these multiple personalities. So, you know, you just never know.
No, I'm the only, this is me right here, period.
All right. Well, man, you got some good music out of. See, you got a little catalog. That means, you know, you got some staying power. So you got a new project out right now. So what's the name of the current project?
It's called Interpretation.
Okay. So what? I know you're on the Mo Funk label. So what's up with this Mo Funk label? What else they got?
Oh, man, Mo Funk, Monica, Zachy Force Funk, XL Middleton. Yeah, we all put out multiple projects. So, okay. Yeah, we constantly releasing things. Like XL Middleton just put out an album, the Rose Bowl Motel.
Okay.
but it's dope.
Must love Pasadena.
Yeah, well, he's from Pasadena.
Okay, that explains it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's from Pasadena. Him and Monica is from Pasadena.
Okay. All right. I think back in the day, I knew a cat from Pasadena when I lived in San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got a new song. I played it on my show Monday morning, Call Me Up.
Uh-huh.
So, that seems to be starting to blow up for you.
You know what? That's what I'm hearing. I'm happy. Yeah, I'm telling you. While we're in this climate of this whole pandemic thing, I'm happy that it's reaching somebody because it's really hard, especially since no one is really performing, you know, and we can really go out and support it. So we really have to do what we have to do to try to get our music out there. So I'm just appreciative that people digging it.
Okay,
I appreciate that you even playing it. So.
Oh, no, well, you know, I put it out I'm the music director for my station, so we'll put it out for everybody, all the jocks to play, and I know a couple of jocks on my station were calling me up while I was on, so that means they were listening, because I was just playing new music.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm putting it out for because I see you about the chart on the Urban Influencer, Urban Chart 2, so, which is really wonderful.
Yeah, I'm very grateful. I'm serious. When I say grateful, I'm grateful.
All right. Well, you know, that's what we like to hear, man. You know, as we add reporters and try to find a good mix of progressive urban personalities and stations that are willing to take a chance on new music, you know, that's what we're looking for.
Right.
To expose cats like you and hopefully other folks that are on the Mo Funk label, because most of those cats I've never heard of, but hopefully now they'll reach out and we can get something cracking.
I know, right? Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So, who worked on the album Interpretations? Who were some of the guest collabo who produced?
Okay, so I produced pretty much the whole album.
Okay.
There's only one song on there that was produced by me and somebody else, and that is Leon Silver's The Fourth.
Okay, well, that's a good co-producer.
Yeah, so we both co-pilot the song Stay, but the guest that's on there is Zachy Force Funk. Let me see, Zachy Force Funk. I'm just trying to think. Monica is on there. XL Middleton. Jametta Rose out in L.A.
Yep.
Quelle Chris in New York. Coltrane from St. Louis. Leon Silvers, The Fourth, is on it. Stopher Vasquez. Let me see. Centipede, that's out of St. Louis. Trying to make sure I don't forget. LaRage, that's part of the Dame Funkmosphere crew.
Okay.
Eric Rico. I cannot forget about Eric Rico. Eric Rico is like on the, like almost half of the album.
Okay, how can you forget that, man? Somebody been on most of the album.
Yeah, exactly. He's one of my main people that my go to people.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how many albums have you put out so people can go back and look for them?
Four. Okay. This is my fourth release.
All right.
But I've also released a single with like 45s, EPs. So so that's not counting those as well.
Okay.
And then I've done a lot of production and stuff for other people, and worked with different people. Like,
so who you work with?
I had worked with Dame Funk. I worked with Shafiq Hussein. I don't know if you know them, but this whole Sarah Creative group. So he was
I used to see some of their stuff pop up on I think the Sweet 903 compilations and some other things.
Okay. Right. Suge Otis, I worked with him. Andre Simone, I worked with him.
Okay, and it's funny. I just talked about Andre Simone when I was talking to a cat from Minneapolis, Buddy McLean.
Yeah,
he was talking, working with him. Okay, but I see you have some industry friends. And I was looking through some of your information with Mona Lisa Murray.
Yeah, that's my friend there. Yes, yeah,
yeah. That's one of my old bosses.
Joy Gilliam is also one of my people too.
Okay,
from the Jim family. Yeah, I worked with her as well. So yeah, I worked with quite a bit of people.
Okay, cool. So give everybody your social media so they can follow you and find you and all those kind of wonderful things.
Okay, I'm on Twitter, which is @I_CED. I'm mainly on Instagram. So that's only1i.CED. So only1i.CED.
Okay.
And then on Facebook, I got my groups. So I got the I Said group and the I Said page, artist page as well. So, and then Said No is my main Facebook page.
Okay.
I think I named everything. Yeah.
Well,
I'm mainly on Instagram.
Well, you know, everybody got multiple things now because you can't go live on Facebook. And Facebook
really?
Owns IG. Well,
yeah.
If you're doing original music, I guess you can get away with it. But if you do a cover thing, they might come a looking to shut you down.
Wow. Yeah.
So I know
that's
DJs
great.
Are looking for other places to do stuff at. And I know Cy Smith was talking about a place that she's using it for her live venue, to do her live shows. So, I mean, this COVID has got folks being creative. And so I guess you need to monitor your fellow artists as they come up and find creative ways to get it out there.
Yeah, I said that what I've been doing is creating a lot of videos along with Jay Ross.
Yep.
So both of us been putting out like a lot of videos and things to just try to keep the thing going and give it legs the best way possible. Because that was my thing that I was trying to figure out, like, what was it that I was going to do. I really didn't want to do the live thing because, it's just hard to make things interesting in your bedroom.
Right. Well, you got to speak
people,
for yourself.
Yeah, I'm speaking for me.
But
yeah.
Erykah Badu made it really creative in her bedroom.
Okay. Yeah,
lights,
for me,
sets, all kinds
for me,
of stuff. Though.
Yeah, for me, it's kind of difficult for me to try to make it where I can really get into it. But I mean, I guess that you have to create that space, though. So.
Oh yeah, well, you know, they got the screens now. I mean, y'all doing the video, so you know they got the screens, the green walls, and all that kind of stuff. So all kind of imagery could be float behind there. You know, with the Zoom conference call stuff, people. People sitting in their basement doing the news. You think they're in the studio. It's just a screen at the house. I'm like, how you doing that? I'm in my basement. I'm like, okay. So the technology is there, man. So who's on your wish list to work with?
Oh man, let me think about that one. My wish list. Man, I would work with Jennifer Hudson any day.
Okay, all right.
I love her. I love that woman's voice. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I would look for her. I'm trying to think. I like Sir a lot. I wish that I could work with him on something. But most of the people, it's like that circle, I'm pretty much, I think, somewhat involved in it in a distance, if that makes sense. Because I work with Amon Amari, and he's a part of that circle. Jametta Rose, she's a part of that circle. So it's like I'm kind of in it from a distance, if that makes sense.
Well, I mean, well, hopefully this project will put you more in the center of it.
I hope so. I really do. I'm very proud of this project. I can't even. I'm not saying it because, you know, that I created it or anything. I'm really, really proud of this project and how it makes me feel. All of the projects makes me feel different ways, but you still love it because it's your creation.
Right.
But this one, yeah, this one, just reason why I really like this one, because this album feels like the music that I grew up with.
So you grew up listening to a bunch of stuff, and now it's coming to fruition. Okay. Well, I got to hear the whole album, man, so, you know, you got me at a disadvantage, so.
Oh, okay, then.
As a music director who show where I play album cuts, I'm an album
uh-huh.
person. And I used to own a retail store, so I'm more into albums than I am singles. I mean, I like singles, but I'm into hearing the album because there might be other cuts that fit the situation that I'm trying to play on the air, or I might have had a conversation with a listener or seen something
mm-hmm.
on Facebook. I'm like, yo, I got a song that can go on that tangent. So I kind of like the freedom of albums and finding the next cut.
Right. Right, I love I miss the album cuts. I really want to treat this album like, remember how Luther Vandross albums, right, in the 80s, where they would play a song off of it, but it's not a single. It's just another joint that's on the album, you know,
right.
per se, like what you said, the album cut. But they treated it like it was a single though.
Well, I mean, you know, because usually a lot of those started in a Quiet Storm or a specialty show, and it grew from there. So hopefully, you know, that organic movement helps find those B sides, those album cuts. You know, because, you know, labels and artists, they may have their vision, but like I said, some songs hit people differently. You know, it could be for love. You know, it could be a death. It could be, you know, something political that, okay, I'm not gonna put this out for this, but. In these
mm-hmm.
political times, some of those songs
right.
that have messages people are looking for.
Exactly, exactly. And this album has all of that. All of that is on the whole album. So you're going to find everything on it.
Okay, so once again, y'all, we're talking to I Said on the Urban Influencer podcast.
This is I Said, and I am on the Urban Influencer.
If what I say doesn't interest you at all, you already know my interest is your attention. If you stick around, I can tell you are what dreams make. mountain go hiding. Sugar, ain't no telling where we can go. See, I've got all this heavy love trapped inside.
if you wanna act a fool. Baby, I can act a fool. First you gotta break the rules. Play games, I can lose. I can lose.
All right. So once again, y'all, it's another edition of the Urban Influencer Podcast. James Lewis with you here with a gentleman that we're going to get to know. I couldn't find out a lot of information beforehand, so we're going to get to know him right now. Definitely a mover and shaker, and somebody that you probably need to know, especially if you want to know about publishing and the in and outs of the record industry or the entertainment industry, because everything is intertwined so much now. We have Prince Howard. What's happening, sir?
What's going on, sir? Good to be here. Glad you got me on, invited me on. I'm humble. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, the boss said to talk to you.
Oh man, I didn't want to be that. I didn't want to be that bad. You know.
Oh no, it's not. It's not a bad thing because for me, I've been out of the loop for a while. So it's right. Good to know, get to know a lot of folks that I didn't know, you know, because
right,
I'm a
right.
music director for a station. So, but we've been under this quarantine, we haven't been able to broadcast live
right.
since March. So, it's
wow.
like you got a music fanatic that can't do music and listen and play,
right.
meaning to have some kind of conversation other than with my kids.
Right, exactly. I feel you. I understand.
You know, so, you know, I mean, I want to learn new things, and you know, because they say, you know, the key to making money in this industry is being a great songwriter and having great
right.
publishing.
That's right. That's right. Definitely. Most definitely.
Well,
most
according
definitely.
To one of my favorite shows, what is it? Oh man, now I forgot. But it has. Was it songwriter?
Right. Oh, with yeah. Esther Dean?
Yeah, with Esther Dean. So
yeah.
watching that show, man, I'm like, they need to show that all year round.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
So
most
I can learn some things.
Man.
So give people a history of how you came to doing what you do.
Man, it's a pretty interesting story, but it's exciting in the fact that I definitely – wasn't in the music industry. You know, I started out like 15 years ago. I was a financial consultant advisor at my own company, Wealth Management Advisory Group, and I was in my office was in Montgomery, Alabama, but I'm from Atlanta, and we had moved away from Atlanta my like junior year of high school, so I still had a lot of footprints here as far as you know people knowing who you are the whole nine before we moved. But I ended up finishing high school, going to college in Birmingham, Sanford, coming back, start my company. But what was crazy is I was in the Army, and I had a friend of mine who had a brother who managed an artist in Australia. And they need an investor to bring them over to, you know, see about getting a deal. And that's how I got in the music game. Really, really, like, super brief. But that's a crazy story, but it's very true. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it all started.
Okay, well,
and,
I mean, but that's how it works. Because Birmingham is known for a lot of things. I've been down there,
Yeah. Montgomery, too. Montgomery's, you know, known for some things. But, I had an office here in Atlanta, so I still had my ties here. But Alabama, you know, big ups to Alabama and Montgomery, where my base of my family's from. So, you know, I love Atlanta and, you know, Montgomery alike. You know what I'm saying? They raised me, you know, to be who I am, you know, my family. So
oh, yeah, no doubt.
But,
my family's
yeah.
from Georgia, too. Georgia and Alabama
wow.
ties. So my mom is down in Valdosta right now. So,
so that's dope. That's dope.
You know, so
yeah,
the Southern
yeah,
ties is through everybody.
Exactly. They say, what did they say after when Reconstruction happened? Everybody went north? But they were from Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida. You know what I'm saying? And they
oh, yeah. They came up to work and make money, and then a lot of them
come
went
back
south to retire and wanted, you know, to kick back.
Yeah, exactly.
Be with family again.
Exactly. So basically, that's how I came in the game. And then my first platinum project after I finished with the artist, one of my good friends was producing on D4L, the Laffy Taffy album, Down for Life with Shardy Lowdown. And so I did that. That was my first platinum project as a manager. And then things just kept going from there, in and out, wins, points on the board, because you got to get things in the music industry. People respect you more when you get it on your own, and you know, people respect your hustle and how you got it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
yep.
So pretty much, I was pretty much nobody. I didn't come up anybody. Nobody mentored me. I paid for my knowledge because, you know, as an investor, I had attorneys and I learned the game. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, that's how I ended up in publishing and managing producers and songwriters, and then managing Lyrica Anderson, and you know, doing what we're doing now. You know. So,
okay.
So yeah, so that's how I started. That's a brief overlook of the story.
All right. Well, I mean, well, she's known as a songwriter too. So, you know,
exactly.
So she's always gonna make money writing for other folks. So when you look for songwriters,
right.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for top line songwriters that can write on the top line, that have harmony, melody. You know, that's the tech. We'll go the technical part. You know, that can really, that's quick, not fast, but quick. You know what I'm saying? With their thought processes and putting together a record. And I've been fortunate enough and been spoiled because I work with some of the best songwriters probably the industry has to offer. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, you're supposed, this course, is the point where you're supposed to drop names.
Yeah. I'm not really a name dropper.
I know, but I got to throw that in there for the other folks because they're like, well.
Yeah, I know. Like Storm, I work with Storm. He did all of the first Robin Thicke album, Lost Without You, that whole album, which was historic for Robin Thicke, which was his breakout project,
right.
Which had major hits on it. He worked with my artists. I work with, you know, Brian Ardain Miller. I work with No ID. I work with Jason Rome, who did, you know, Aretha Franklin and Patti LaBelle and Luther and Ludacris, you know what I'm saying? I work with James Groove Chambers, who wrote Po' Folks for Nappy Roots off their first album, Watermelon.
Yep, I worked that album when I did Street Team.
Yeah,
for MCA.
Exactly. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I liked that album. I was just. Folks,
right.
they were kind of ahead of their time a little bit for some people.
Oh yeah, they did their thing too, and they were historic with that project. And James Groove Chambers, he did like 12 records out of the 15 records that were on that album. So, you know, I've been fortunate enough to work with some of the best. Of course, Lyrica, I signed and did her publishing deal. That's how we originally linked, because I did her publishing deal over at Cobalt, Seeger Cobalt. So, you know, and then we worked on her artistry, but she's prolific, 138 placements, everybody from Tamia to Beyonce, Chris Brown. So I look for writers that can catch melodies, that can really write, and then have some business sense about what they want to do and their goals. Because I think a lot of times that people don't know where they want to go with their career, and then, you know, they write a bunch of records, and then they're like, dang, what else next? But somebody that can you know, really, really understand what this business is about and has some knowledge of business, because, you know, you're not going to know everything. I don't even know everything. I'm learning every day more and more. So that's right. What I look for in a writer, somebody that's eager to work with everybody and really eager to really grind and get it. And, you know, that's what I look for. And they have some placements. If they have a couple placements here and there, we can add to that and you know, put them in a situation where they can grow as writers. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay. The reason why it's ironic that we're having this conversation, because I interviewed somebody else for the podcast yesterday who was a producer songwriter, and we were talking, and he was talking about, yeah, I got to try to get some placements, and I'm like, yeah, well, you know, I said, yeah, there's a couple people out there, I don't really understand that part, but I know people doing the licensing thing, and I'm seeing some things
right.
going on, so hopefully, you know, because he's like a cat that, you know, jack of all trades, you know, sound engineer, all of that stuff, but also produce.
Right.
You know, so he was asking about that. So when you watch TV, since this quarantine got a lot of us watching more Netflix and Hulu and all these other things, watching old shows and new shows and listening. And for me, like I told somebody, like I have to have my Shazam on because I'm always listening in the background to see what the song is. You know, so how do people get, what's the process of getting that done to get a song on the TV or the movies or whatever?
Movie. Normally when you are in a, yes, definitely. And that's a good way of income too. So there's sync companies. I'm the director of A&R for music publishing for Beatroot Music. And so we have a company that Beatroot owns, which is called Heavy Hitters. And Heavy Hitters is a sync company. So they grab records and do deals and sync the records to various music projects, I mean, you know, television and movie projects that are out that are looking for, you know, certain types of music. So basically getting with a sync company would be great if you don't have a publishing deal, because normally a lot of publishers do have sync ties, and some of them are good syncers, sync companies as publishers, and then some aren't. Sony ATV is a good sync. They do a lot of TV and film work. Warner Chappell does as well. But we also, as an independent publisher, have a sync company that we own for the people that are signed, and they do direct deals with songwriters on their catalogs. If they, you know, they get the catalog and then sync it and find different things to different areas to put the music. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm trying to learn too. So I'm like, okay. So when I have that conversation, because I know once this quarantine is done, I know a lot of us are gonna get back to doing networking again. You know, in face to face. I know because I'm up in Massachusetts, so we usually do an event, New England Tastemakers. So we'll try to get the DJs and, you know, poets and singers and all and producers and beat makers all together to chop it up and how to do things. So, you know, that might be a panel down the road that we need to have is for folks to learn that piece.
Right. Yep, definitely. And it's important, you know, because those are areas you can make auxiliary money. And once they tell you the synopsis of what the shows are looking for, you can kind of, you know, go into your catalog and find what they need. Or just give it to them and they can go and pull, you know what I'm saying? But it's easier to go through synopsis, and usually those deals are 50-50. So they take, if it's a 20,000 sync, you get 10, they get 10, you know, because they're doing the work, you know, placing it. So that's how that works.
Because, you know, cause all of us are curious, because I know I'm hearing a lot more old school music. I'm like, wow, that works. Okay, that's a nice little new beat. I wonder who did that. So, you know, as a music enthusiast, I'm always looking for the next stuff. But, you know, let's face it. When you watch these TV commercials, a lot of times it's the song playing that gets you hooked to stay there and not go to the bathroom. Okay, what's going on? Okay.
Right.
Let me watch this a little bit
exactly.
more.
Exactly. Yeah, that background music is real, sometimes key to even the heightening of you being excited about what you're listening to, you know, what you're looking at, you know.
Right. So what's next? What does the future look like in the publishing business?
The future of the publishing business is actually, they've already started. They've revamped the deals to term deals. That means like years, no MDRCs, the commitments are lower. The advances make better sense. The publishers are actually doing analytics on the records that you place to see how much it's actually worth based upon this new digital age, because we're not selling physical copies anymore. I think the publishing world is actually getting better. Before it was kind of archaic, and to me it was more, you know, kind of really cumbersome for the producers and artists in the deals, you know, once you got in them. But now it's becoming more favorable, and there's a balance and providing a balanced look at the business in terms of restraint of trade and making sure that the creators are able to do what they love without being bogged down with all of the paperwork that they deal that they're in. So I think the publishing world is moving. The contracts are getting better. I think the amount of work is getting better. The money is back in it now that the labels have figured out streaming and figured out how to monetize it. And, you know, for a while, you know, the music game was in shambles because nobody could figure out how to monetize streaming. But right. now everything's switching over. The labels are the last. They still have these, you know, distribution agreements that don't make sense. They're taking big distribution fees when they're not distributing physical product. So now, you know, they're going to start having to switch over to even more to what and conform. So I believe the music industry is in a good place. I think the content is going to get better, and we're getting a lot more diversity in terms of the artists we're listening to and the type of music that we're consuming. Because now we have more female rap artists than ever. This is better than when we were in the 90s when we had Queen Latifah, MC Lyte, Gangsta Boo. I mean, we had, you know, Baja Media, you know, remember that?
Right.
There
was quite a few.
Yeah, and so now I think we're going back to that. It's exciting for me to see that and to see different type of artists getting a look because they don't have to depend on the majors. They can release their project and put the right marketing behind it, and people are going to listen to it because there's a market for everything, you know, in the marketplace. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's palette and music palette is different. So, you know, I think we're moving, and I think there's new blood in the music industry. There are new executives, new people like myself who haven't been beat up by the game, who still love it, and have a positive outlook and want to see people win. And that's basically where I see it, you know.
Okay, because as a former retail store owner, it hurt my heart when you said that people ain't buy physical stuff anymore.
I know. It's crazy.
I got a bunch of stuff in my garage that's ready to go. You know,
I know, right?
We're gonna
I know, right?
Get it organized, and that's going to be part of my kids' scholarship money.
Right. And I'm not saying that from a standpoint of we don't want to. I would love to go back to the day where I go and I'm excited to go into Peppermint Music and go and buy that CD and that record when it comes out. You see what I'm saying? That was the whole excitement for us coming up. I'm a 90s baby. You know, I'm a 90s. You know, that's my era. Late 80s, 90s, hip-hop, R&B, Mary J. Blige.
A lot of street team work in the 90s.
Right. A lot of street team work. So, and so my thing is if it could come back, I would love it. But the way that these young people and the generation now is consuming music is way different. We're older. They consuming music off their phones, on their laptops, on their tablets. You know what I'm saying? There's no physical music that they were going to buy like we did. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, you know, I have that constant battle with my two teenagers. You know, and my wife is like, you know, get rid of your record collection. I can't just get rid of my record collection. And vinyl's back now. They're charging double for vinyl I could find for $5. They're charging $30 now. What are you talking about? I'm not going to get rid of it. there's a market for it. But what about since I'm an eclectic music director and my radio show is pretty eclectic, so I'm into a lot of independent music, a lot of indie soul, indie smooth jazz, and you know, just a lot of different stuff. And a lot of these artists are still putting out CDs, and the Eric Robertsons and everybody are still selling physical pieces, and you know, they're selling digital too. You know, because I'm a collector. I like to have the physical CD and read the information and all those kind of things. So, what do you think about those indie soul folks and what they can do to capitalize on what's going on right now?
Well, I mean, all they have to do. This is what I say. Not everybody wants to conform to this new world, this new digital world. So my thing is, rather than conform, get with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so there are a lot of artists that don't want to, you know, market the way they market now. They want to still do it the traditional way. But if they were to accept and embrace digital marketing and actually do video marketing, actually, you know, shoot content because people consume content, a lot in this new age and still grab, service their demographic, but still gain new followers and new people
right.
to attract to what they're doing. It's kind of like, you know, accepting a new way of how you need to promote your music. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I love all that stuff because I'm going to find it anyways because I'm a fan. So, you know, if you love soul music and you like, you know, I forgot what they called it, NDRE and, you know, your
soul.
Music soul, Neo Soul and all of that, your Kims, all of that stuff, you're going to go and find that. You see what I'm saying? If you're that person. But for new people, you have to promote it in the new way so that they're attracted to it. Because it's not that these young people don't want to listen to it. It's just that there's no way they're not marketing to them. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. No, I got you. Because I know when I'm in the car or and I do Uber on the side, so when you're in my car, mm-hmm. you listen to what I listen to. And
right.
It's a pretty eclectic mix. And I'm amazed at how many young cats are like, yo, who's that singing? That right there is Cleveland Jones, or this one's it. Oh, yeah, that one there, that's Eric Robeson right there. Or that's Legacy from her first album.
Yeah, I'm a fan of all of that. But I'm a fan because I'm a listener of all music. So they don't have to market to me. But
right.
for other new people that have never heard of them, then if you embrace the new marketing, you'll be able to reach a lot of people and have another fan base, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I think they can do. I mean, outside of that, you know, everybody tours, everybody, you know, markets and does the same thing towards their demographic. But, you know, grabbing new people, I'm all about getting new fan base, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, I think some of these old folks are doing that because I'm seeing a lot of them doing content, you know, a lot of them I've been on the forefront of figuring out ways to do virtual shows. And, you know, I think Eric Robeson bringing you to the studio while he's creating the song. Y'all
help
me finish
crazy.
This up, you know, doing things to,
yeah.
you know, and then him and Jazzy Jeff just filed a song that literally was, you know, a beat. Here it is 3 days later. Here's a song about canceling 2020. up to date with the news. So if you're a creative person, you can do a lot of great things. So how can people find you and connect with you if they want to try to submit some of their songwriting?
Yes. Most definitely. You can find me definitely on Instagram. That's my choice of communication. And I give you my email. It's publishing_guru, publishing, PUBLISHING. _guru, GURU. And then you can also email me also at pacificgoldholdings@gmail.com. And I also have a business IG that we just started probably like 2 months ago, Pacific Gold Holdings, @PacificGoldHoldings on IG. So
okay.
Between that, and you can reach me. And then on Twitter, I'm guru_publishing. So just flip it around from the IG, guru_publishing. And you can
guru
reach out to me and I
rappers,
answer back. Oh, yeah. Oh, Guru is the man. The guru and Preem, you know what I'm saying? I'm a hip hop head. So,
okay.
You know,
all right now.
So yeah, Easy Mo B, you know what I'm saying? You know, yeah.
I know because
my boy
down
Pete
Atlanta, Rock,
my friend of mine. Yeah.
So we got some folks from up here down there. DJ Mars is from here. I think Reggie Beasley is on the radio. He's from Boston. And then somebody that actually is a great singer. I got to find her old tapes when she used to sing at one of my events.
Wow.
She's on the radio down there. I'm not going to put her name on blast. Because then people are like, I heard you can sing. Like, but, yeah, I think she's still doing radio, which is good. Because back then, because then a lot of college radio had a lot of push on the urban side back then, especially on the hip hop side.
Right,
and
a lot of that
is gone now, unfortunately. But hopefully, we can get it back.
Right, Yeah, hopefully, all right. You know.
Well, we got to keep in contact, man. I got to get you on my radio show or get an interview there, and I got to bring in one of the guys that has this thing called the Producers Corner where they do beat sample battles.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
and they do that live, and I had him on the air when I was PD as our hip-hop show host, but, you know, create this little thing, and then when we do our Taste Makers, we usually have them come spotlight a couple beat makers and with the, you know, hopefully fester that creative process to get some cats to work together, because sometimes cats don't know each other to work together. I'm like, look, you know, if you got that person with that poet, y'all can make something crazy.
Right, exactly. You know,
get some things going.
Exactly.
So I really appreciate you taking some time out your day, man. I know the publishing world keeps everybody busy. I know you're managing a lot of people. Who are some of the acts of talent that you're managing? I'd be remiss if I didn't ask that.
Yeah, definitely. We got producer SOS. We just got two records on the new Trey Songz album that's coming. We got producer, work closely with Mike Snotty, consult him, multi-platinum, Grammy-nominated producer. Aaron Lamont, songwriter, wrote Heat for Chris Brown off the last Indigo album, which was a major hit. Let's see, who else? Man, I'll be forgetting everybody. Rio the Don, of course, Lyrica Anderson, of course, Nathaniel Livingston, and Kenny Bartow from the actual producer and songwriter. But Kenny was a part of the Justice League, the prolific Justice League. He's the one who formed it. Dope producer. So, and then Ray Real, who produced Flawless for Beyonce. He produced trophies for Drake. He's a part of us as well. So I'm excited, man. We got a nice roster of producers and songwriters, and they're cranking out, and we're on projects and doing our thing. So shout out to my partner, agent, Buhari, with Pacific Gold Holdings. And so, you know, we're a team, and shout out to my other partner, Anthony Truss, as well. So, you know, we just work and we run the ship. So it's just not me. I just happen to be a brainchild and the forefront person based upon my positioning and the clients that I've drawn in and they've drawn in as well. So we're just a group, a conglomerate of making hits and making people successful. That's what it's all about.
And I'm glad to hear it, man, because, you know, a lot of times cats – put down people down and all that guy, you know, he or she is a gatekeeper. They ain't trying to put nobody down and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, the crabs in the barrel. It's great to hear folks working to put people on and to build, because we definitely need that even more so now.
Right. And then big shout out to my people, Vincent Cersei, who manages K. Michelle, my boy Walt Sutton, who manages Tamale Artists, and various other songwriters. My brothers here in Atlanta doing their thing as well. So, you know, I'm excited to be associated and work with some great people. We scratch each other's backs and help each other out. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about, building this thing we call the music game, right?
Well, I appreciate it. So at least there's no turmoil like Love and Hip Hop. That's good.
Never that. No.
Because, you know, because if people just watch those shows, they'll believe that nobody works together, nothing gets created, it's all animosity. And so it's good to hear that on the real, that there's cats working together, making some things happen. And it's not just the drama.
One person by themselves,
You know, so, you know, because I can tell my kids, there's a lot of people, that, you know, you don't have to be on stage to make money in this business. You can be behind the scenes. Nobody can ever know you, but you can be rich.
Right. Exactly.
And you're like, oh, really? Yeah, like, exactly. You just got to put in your work. You know,
gotcha.
You can't earn it.
Got to put in. Yep. Exactly.
Can't be afraid of work. You know, that's the other
can't
thing.
Can't be afraid of it.
You know, this young generation wants the instant stuff. I'm like, no, man, you still got to put in some work, dude.
Yep. Got to.
All right, sir. We appreciate you. I know Marv will get your picture for the podcast. I don't know which one is going up, but I know he done told me we got to get a bunch of them done, so we're trying to get them in so we can get these next couple in there, and plus with the newsletter. So so we thank you for being on the Urban Influencer podcast, man. We appreciate you and everything that you're doing for the industry.
Thank you for having me.
Falling far behind. Are you keeping up or giving up? Which one? Why'd you look down? I know you're scared of heights. It ain't fun if it's easy. You gon' have to cross that bridge if it won't be where I is. Don't go talking big and popping shit if you cannot handle it. If you want me, then meet me where I am. So catch me if you can.
Don't go back and down, baby, no.
'Cause you need what I am.
Where I am.
They can't be what I am. So catch me if you can.
Yeah.
Mm. 'Cause I ain't about to wait up. You need to stay on my heels. Ain't taking time to play, seek, and find. 'Cause there's much more. Behind my closed doors, climb up a few floors, get on my level. I bet you'll be glad you did. But first, you're gonna have to cross that bridge. If it won't be where I is, don't go talking big and popping shit if you cannot handle it. If you want me, then meet me where I am.
Where I am.
Yeah, you see where I am. So catch me if you can.
Don't go back and down, baby, no.
'Cause you need what I am.
Where I am.
They can't be what I am. So catch me if you can. Elevate yourself.
Elevate yourself.
Don't play yourself.
Listening to a promotional audio brought to you by Carmichael Music Lover.
Your mind is high, we're synchronized, emotionally entwined. You said you've been waiting all your life for a love like yours and mine. You don't need to question my intention or whether my love is true. It's not just in what I say, it's in all my actions when it comes to you, babe. It's as clear as night and day. You listen to what your heart is saying, girl, it's on for life. You ain't gotta worry about a thing, let me love you right. When I say don't you worry about a thing, I mean nothing. All you need to focus your mind on is love,
babe. I just wanna love you, baby. Let me take care of all your needs. I want every bit of your body, baby. From the top of your head to the tip of your feet. I do.
is for you and me, on building our future. Yeah. Baby, listen to your heart. Baby, listen to your heart. And you ain't gotta worry about a thing, let me love you. When I say don't you worry about a thing, I mean nothing. All you need to focus your mind on is love. To your soul, heart, girl. You ain't gotta worry about a thing, let me love you. You ain't gotta worry about nothing, yeah. All you need to focus your mind on is love. Every part of you, oh girl, was designed to be with every part of me, yeah. Baby, if you listen to what your heart is saying, girl, it's all for life. You ain't gotta worry about a thing, let me love you right. When I say don't you worry about a thing, I mean nothing, baby. All you need to focus your mind on is love.
Support this independent artist by purchasing his music from CarmichaelMusicLover.com.